Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly, the Liam edition for, let's see. Oh, excuse me. I got to get this out of my system. July 14th. So currently, this is the pre-show, and I want to talk to you guys about a couple things before we get going. We're doing, this week, we're doing Animal Rescue. Next week, we're going to be flipping it around a little bit and doing Rosemary's Fate. The game came out. Poptail did a write-up on it, so we're going to play it. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm just kind of getting everything set up for the things. I'm just posting the... Well, I'll post them in a few minutes, but... There we go. Golden. Okay, I'm going to post that there. So get Facebook done. There we go. I'll tweet those in a few minutes. Hey, Steven, how's it going? So want to let you guys know about a couple changes that are coming up for Poptail Weekly as they directly affect this channel. The biggest, most notable change that you're going to see in 2 weeks is we're going to be streaming through what's called StreamYard. And so they will be streamed on this channel and they will be streamed on Poptail Live. But this is kind of the important part. There will not be a pre-stream like there is now where the stream, I start early. So what I'm thinking about doing is starting a weekly Wednesday hangout from 5, well, it'd be 6 to 6:45 p.m. Eastern, or 6 to 6:50, roughly around, 45, 50 minutes. And I'll kind of hang out with you guys before the Poptail stream. You guys can chat, whatever, and then we'll exit on here a few minutes before, and then everything will go live like it normally does. But it's just going to be kind of a different system. I kind of have to change the way we're doing things. Oh, cool. Tuning in my new iPhone 11. Also, you sound tired. I'm a little tired. Hey, Audio Game Geek, how's it going? Hope you are doing well. I'm a little tired. It's kind of a long day for me. I didn't sleep well. The weather's also been very hot. We're expecting storms later, so I don't think I'm going to have a good night's sleep. So that's, one thing I want to let you guys know about is that we will be kind of changing the way that this is streamed. But I am going to still do something so that you guys can have we'll do like a Liam only, Liam's live stream specific thing. Also, I'm throwing the link for Poptail, so please consider subscribing if you haven't already. Also, let me throw this link here. This link is... we're doing a giveaway for an Echo Dot, and I'll be talking more about that on the actual stream. But I'm going to throw the link in to the chat so you guys have it. All you have to do is sign up and follow Poptail on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll get two entries. We'll be picking the winner next month, I believe. Let me check the exact date on that. I'll let you know. We'll be picking the winner on August 25th. So you got a month, actually 5 weeks to get your entries in. Sorry, I couldn't see the stream in my notification feed. Yeah, I don't know why you can't see the stream. I'm not sure what's going on. There should be no changes. Tomorrow night I will be on Voice Spark Live, which is a weekly, sort of show about, voice first stuff. We'll actually be streaming it on this channel as well. So, if you are subscribed, you're going to be able to watch it here, which is really exciting. maybe I will do a pre-show over here. Maybe I'll do a hangout with you guys tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. Don't quote me on that yet, but maybe we can do from 8 to 8:45 if you guys want to hang out. I think that might be kind of fun. So I threw the links in. Trying to think if there's anything else that's going on. Don't forget, again, next week is Rosemary's Fate. This week we're playing Animal Rescue. I think you guys are going to like it. I have not played it. As you guys know, I don't like to play these ahead of time. I like to get my honest reaction. It's more of a kid's game, so it's more kid-oriented, which is not a bad thing. I think sometimes people see, you know, kid's game, and they go, oh, God, kids. But I think it's going to be kind of cool. So we're going to be playing. So there's three levels in this. There are three stories. There's the panda, the tiger, and the turtle. And so we're going to start with the panda. And then after we're done with the panda, I'm going to let you guys vote. Because if you know, the panda goes pretty quick, we might do another one. So we might, you know, do two of these. I mean, I'm not really crazy about doing all three, but, you know, so let me send the tweets. We got 4 minutes, 34 seconds where time's ticking down. I love that I can see this right here. let's see. But yeah, things are really, and you know, stuff with Poptail's going really well. I'm really glad that they have kept me. I'm glad I haven't gotten fired. So I appreciate you guys doing your part as well. I'm going to I'm just making sure I've got that copied. There we go. Through the link. Sorry, I'm just doing... Part of this is me doing some housekeeping. You guys know how it is. I think you've been around for these enough where you kind of know that, like, I do a lot of housekeeping. Housekeeping! Yeah, it's just one of them. Let's got that there. One cool thing about tonight's stream is the Matchbox.io people may tune in. I know they know the stream's going on. So Matchbox.io are the people that make the game. So I'm super excited for that. I'm so excited that they're going to be there. I need to update this, though. I did not realize this was... Animal Rescue. There we go. Make sure we update that. Oh, boy. All right. So, if you hang around on this stream till after the Poptail stream is over, I'll come back and we'll do some final words and things of that nature. So one more note, too, if you guys are wondering. So next week is Rosemary's Fate. The week after that is the much-requested Night Manager. And I am really excited to play that. Because I've had everybody asking me, even like all my friends have been like, Liam, have you played Night Manager? No. Are you going to play Night Manager? Well, yeah, I will eventually. Well, you got to play it now. And so it's like, we're going to finally play it, you guys. We're going to finally play it, and I'm looking forward to that. I forgot to send. There we go. Forgot to publish. All right. My back is kind of hurting a little bit. Oh, yeah, there we go. That is so cool. Big thanks to Sarah Andrew Wilson, who just tweeted that we're going live with this. This is so cool. Oh my gosh. One more minute, you guys. Now I just got excited and nervous. I can do a couple thousand damage in that game. Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing it. And that'll be fun to talk about in 2 weeks. So I hope you guys join me for that. That is going to be super fun. We'll try to make that cool and interesting. Okay. We got 45 seconds left. I hope you guys are ready, because I don't know if I am. Now I'm all nervous. I'm all nervous, you guys. All right, 40 or 15 seconds. Get my chair. Get all comfy. I need a rolly chair. I think with the marathon this year, we're going to get a good chair. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly for July 14th, 2021. I am your host, as always, Liam Irvin, and it is a pleasure to be here. Today, we're going to be playing Animal Rescue from Matchbox.io. This is a game primarily designed for kids, but listen, just because it says kids doesn't mean that adults won't enjoy it too. So don't get turned off by the fact that it's for kids, because sometimes those are the funnest games. I want to thank everyone who has tuned in both on Poptail Week, Poptail Socials YouTube channel. Sorry, getting a little feedback. So what happens is that when I go to the window to read your chats, I get audio coming back. Also, I forgot to turn Do Not Disturb on, so quick sec. Turn on Do Not Disturb, please. Yeah, I knew I forgot to do something. so today we're going to be playing Animal Rescue, and I'm so excited about this. But before we do anything else, I want to let you know about a really exciting opportunity that is coming your way. We are giving away an Echo Dot 4th generation. And if you've never used one of the 4th generation Echo Dots, they're very good. They sound great. They have an amazing sound signature for the size of the device. And it can be yours. So I am putting in the chat, actually in both chats, I am throwing in the link to enter. All you have to do is sign up, follow Poptail on Twitter and Facebook, and you will get yourself entered. We'll be picking the winner on August 25th. So just 5 weeks from now, and Nick will be joining me for that exciting giveaway. And so I really recommend you do it. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. Plus, you'll be getting news about some awesome Echo skills and some other really cool stuff. Of course, if you didn't know, 63rd and Wallace is now on Google Assistant. So it is on another platform. And if you don't have an Echo, but you have a Google, now you can play that really fantastic game. And I'm hoping we'll be playing it soon. You know, Halloween's coming up. Maybe we'll get to do it for then. So let's talk about today's game, Animal Rescue. And this is a really cool skill. I try not to play with skills before we start. I did get a sneak peek at it. And I was really impressed. So Animal Rescue. With multiple interactive stories to choose from, Animal Rescue offers fun, engaging adventures for ages 5 and older. Children and families first select an animal to rescue, and then the journey begins. So we have 3 interactive stories. Panda Rescue, 10 levels. You've just been accepted as a volunteer for the Panda Wilderness School, which is a conservation and research center for the giant panda in Wulong. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Apologies if I butcher any pronunciations. I do apologize. China. They've just rescued an orphan baby panda from the forest, and you are the assigned caretaker. Your job is to keep your baby panda healthy as it develops from a baby to an adult, and to teach it important life skills so it can be released back into the wild when it's grown up. Then we have Tiger Rescue. You've been chosen to travel to Chitwan National Park in Nepal to learn how to help Bengal tigers. While you're there, you'll stay at the home of a young park ranger named Danvi. I hope I'm pronouncing these correctly. Your job will be to watch and protect one of the tigers in the park. You'll follow your tiger as it grows from a tiny baby into a strong, proud adult. You'll learn all about the things your tiger needs to survive and help them as they face the challenges of growing up in a jungle. And finally, we have Turtle Rescue, and that's 14 levels. I believe Tiger Rescue was also 15 levels on Tiger. You've been invited to join the Archie Carr Center, Center for Sea Turtle Research in Florida as they try to learn more about the life of sea turtles. On this adventure across the Atlantic Ocean, you'll explore oceans and beaches, learn how to scuba dive, meet some of the world's strangest animals, and make friends along the way. Your baby turtle is named Finn. Unlock this story to discover whether baby Finn is a boy or a girl, and start your adventure in the sea. And then coming soon, Penguin Rescue, which I gotta be honest, I'm excited for that. I love penguins. So these are all really exciting. So we're gonna start with Panda Rescue. And kind of depending on how long that takes, I will let you guys vote for which one you want me to do next. So I'm not doing all three tonight, but I will let you guys vote on whether we should do Tiger or Turtle. And if you want to chat amongst yourselves and be like, oh, Tiger sounds good, Turtle sounds good, you're more than welcome to do that. But we'll do an official poll after we are done with Panda. Lexi says, what if you don't have or want a Facebook or Twitter account? I believe email may be an option. Let me talk to Nick about that. And, maybe I don't know why email is not a, selection. It should be. If it's not, we'll see if we can fix that. So anyways, I think I have talked enough. How about we get going with a little bit of animal rescue. Throw on our headphones, make sure we're all set, check the mixer, make sure that the echo is there. Okay, here we go. Alexa, open animal rescue.
Okay, here's animal rescue.
Which adventure shall we start? Panda?
You've just been accepted as a volunteer for the Panda Wilderness School, which is a conservation and research center for the giant panda in Wulong, China. Just rescued an orphaned baby panda from the forest, and you are the assigned carer.
Turtle?
You've been invited to join the Archie Carr Center for Sea Turtle Research at the University of Florida as they try to learn more about the life of sea turtles. On this adventure, you'll travel halfway around the world.
Ooh.
You'll explore oceans and beaches and meet some of the world's strangest animals.
Or Tiger Rescue.
Ooh. Your job will be to watch and protect one of the tigers in the park.
You've arrived at the perfect time. A friend of mine thinks he saw a new litter of baby tigers in the park.
Panda, Turtle, or Tiger Rescue?
Panda. Yeah, it did the introduction for
welcome
it. That's okay
to the animal rescue game. You've just been accepted as a volunteer for the Panda Wilderness School, which is a conservation and research center for the giant panda in Wulong, China. They have just rescued an orphaned baby panda from the forest, and you are the assigned carer. Your job is to keep your baby panda healthy as it develops from a baby to an adult, and to teach it important life skills so it can be released back into the wild when it's grown up. As you move through the game, you'll be faced with a series of choices.
Oh.
If you're ready to start, say, ready.
Ready.
Okay, let's start the game. You arrive at the sanctuary, feeling a little tired after your long trip. Nevertheless, you're excited to arrive somewhere new, and you start exploring your new home. The sanctuary is breathtakingly beautiful. It's in the middle of a base right away. As you wander down the path, you notice there's a den.
Ooh.
Do you want to go inside the den or keep walking?
Go inside the den.
You've chosen to go inside the den. You enter the den. To your delight, you discover there are two baby pandas. One is a little boy and the other a little girl. Would you like to look after the boy or the girl?
Girl.
You've chosen the little girl. She's called Frankie. Congratulations.
Frankie.
You're now officially the chief carer for your baby panda, Frankie.
Oh my
Remember,
gosh.
Your
That's
job
great.
Is to keep baby Frankie healthy as she develops from a baby to an adult.
If you listen to my other streams, you know why that's awesome.
Life skills so she can be released back into the wild when she is grown up.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
Later okay. that day, you're playing in the nearby stream when you hear baby Frankie crying out. You're not sure what's wrong, and you've been a little worried because baby Frankie has no hair and is completely pink. Would you like to call the panda vet?
Yes.
Now, let's give the panda vet a call.
Davina here, the panda vet. You made an excellent choice calling me. In case you have not seen a baby panda before, I just wanted to let you know that baby pandas are born without any fur, so they are completely pink as this is the color of their skin. They are also born completely deaf and blind.
Whoa!
And they weigh just 112 grams. That's about the size of a small banana.
Your baby panda Frankie seems hungry. You spot some bamboo and a bottle of milk. Which do you choose, the milk or the bamboo?
Milk.
For defense against infections and to stay alive, baby pandas need to drink protein-rich milk. They're too young to be able to digest plants.
Exactly.
Oh, hang on. The panda vet is calling again.
Hello, this is Davina here again, the panda vet. I forgot to tell you something extremely important. It is imperative that you always wear a panda suit so you look like a panda to ensure your baby panda does not become accustomed to humans.
What good advice, don't you think? It's the end of your first day at
the
sanctuary.
I didn't know that.
And it's time for your baby panda Frankie to go to sleep. You put on your panda suit in preparation. Would you like to put her in her den or give her a cuddle?
Give her a cuddle.
Your baby panda snuggles into your arms and falls asleep. Your panda is now 1 week old, and black patches are starting to appear on the pink skin and grow around the eyes.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
Welcome to level 2. Your panda is now 1 month old.
Wow.
And black hairs have grown all over its neck and chest, and there are dark patches appearing around the eyes. At the same time, white hairs have also started growing, giving your baby panda the distinctive black and white look. Although developing quickly, your baby panda is still too young to leave the den. You put on your panda suit and enter the den. As you look more closely, you notice that your panda's eyes have opened a bit.
Hey, hey.
Frankie is moving around and is learning to crawl around the den. Would you like to help baby Frankie learn to crawl?
Say yes or no.
Yes.
Frankie successfully crawled 5 steps. She's now crawling around the den. She looks really cute. A few minutes later, you check back on baby Frankie and see that she has pooped all over the den.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to clean the poo up?
Yep.
Baby Frankie had gotten really dirty rolling around in her poo. She seems to be really happy that the den is now nice and clean. Nice job. Oh, hang on. Looks like one of your fellow volunteers is coming over to chat with you.
Hey, my name's Ivy. I'm also a volunteer here at the Panda Wilderness School. I just wanted to drop by and introduce myself as your new friend. So far, you seem to be doing well looking after your baby panda.
Thanks, Ivy.
By the way, did you know that in the wild, mother pandas will often sit their baby in their lap and use their tongue to clean the baby? And when it gets cold at night, they keep their baby warm by holding it close to their body. Interesting, huh? Anyway, I have to go now. Maybe speak to you again later.
Now that baby Frankie has learned to crawl, she is moving everywhere and has ventured out of the den.
Oh.
You quickly put on your panda suit and run over to pick her up with your hands so you can take her back to the den. In the wild, do you think that mother pandas carry their infants in their paws?
Yes.
In the wild, mother pandas use their mouths to carry their infants until they are old enough to walk. They do this by gently biting onto the excess skin at the back of the baby panda's neck. In this level, you've learned that pandas' mothers keep their children close to their body for warmth and carry them in their mouths. Baby Frankie has also learned to crawl. You feel like you're getting to know her personally a little. For example, she loves rolling around and having her tummy scratched. It's super cute.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
Welcome to level 3.
Oh, it's raining.
Your baby panda has grown again. Frankie is now 2 months old and weighs 5 kilograms.
Wow.
That's the same weight as 10 bags of sugar. You've been living at the sanctuary during your stay, and you've noticed that rainy season is well underway. It's mid-afternoon, and like most afternoons at the moment, it's pouring down with rain.
Oh, boy.
But this doesn't dampen your spirits, and you can't wait to go look after baby Frankie today. So you quickly put on your panda suit in preparation.
I don't like
panda
rain.
Panda suit safely on, you run to the other side of the sanctuary and into your panda's den. Baby Frankie seems excited to see you. She sounds like she's in a playful mood. Do you want to teach her how to walk?
Yes.
Frankie is now able to walk without falling over.
Woo!
It's important for panda parents to encourage their young to walk.
Good job, Frankie.
So they develop strong muscles and are equipped to learn other vital survival skills, like climbing trees to stay out of danger or foraging for food in the forest. Your baby panda Frankie is practicing walking. She takes a few steps, then rolls onto her side and starts again.
Yeah.
But then, she starts to cry out.
Uh-oh.
Do you think it's because Frankie is hungry or hurt?
Hungry?
You've not fed Frankie at all today, and all the walking around has made her hungry. Baby pandas need to drink their mother's milk until they're at least 9 months old. You've just realized your panda suit has a really big hole in it.
Uh-oh.
And you're a little panicked because you're not sure how long it's been there. And you're worried that Frankie is already starting to become accustomed to the scent of humans. Do you repair your panda suit before feeding her?
Yes.
It's extremely important to always wear a panda suit when you have any interaction with your panda. If she's to have any chance of being released into the wild, she needs to be scared of humans and have as little contact with them as possible. In this level, your baby panda Frankie has learned to walk. In doing so, she has developed strong muscles ready for when she's old enough to climb trees and forage for food. both of which are extremely important skills to have when Frankie has grown up enough to be released into her natural habitat.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
Welcome to level 4. Your baby panda Frankie has grown up and is now 4 months old.
Wow.
Her fur is fully grown and she looks super cute. Frankie is also really inquisitive and loves playing around with the other baby pandas. Like a good parent, you've developed a really strong bond with baby Frankie and care for her deeply. You're fondly watching Frankie explore the sanctuary with the other cubs. You watch as she comes up to a large log lying on the floor in her path. Do you think your panda is strong enough to climb over the piece of wood?
Yes.
As long as the log isn't too big, your baby panda should be able to scramble over it. You watch on as Frankie lifts herself over the log and tumbles over the other side. Suddenly, you hear the cry of a wolf.
Oh.
It's coming from the bamboo forest. All the other baby pandas seem inquisitive and prick their ears and noses to listen more intently, as their hearing hasn't quite fully developed yet. Do you encourage baby Frankie to run back to the den or stay outside?
Run back to the den?
By encouraging Frankie to run back to the den, you've helped her associate a wolf's cry with danger. It's important for pandas to be aware of their predator's calls, so they know to seek shelter, especially when they're living independently in the wild. You wake up the next morning bright and early. As the sun rises, you can hear the forest waking up too, and you leap out of bed. Over the months, you've got into a routine of going to breakfast with your volunteer friend, Ivy.
Good morning. Did you sleep well last night? I certainly did. Here, I brought this for you. It's a book about pandas with loads of useful information in it.
Thanks, Ivy.
Do you want to know what my favorite panda fact is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Did you know that a group of pandas is called an embarrassment? How weird is that? Super cool, though, I think. Anyway, I have to go look after my panda. Catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Ivy.
Baby Frankie is growing up fast. She has mastered walking and running around the den, and has even started recognizing that a wolf is a predator. Good job!
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
Welcome to level 5. Frankie is now 5 months old. Although
wow.
She's still drinking milk, she's old enough to practice eating bamboo. 99% of a giant panda's diet consists of bamboo.
That is amazing.
But it also occasionally eats other plant material, and will sometimes even eat meat.
Wow.
The giant panda typically sits down to feed, freeing its arms to manipulate the food. Good luck teaching your panda to eat bamboo. You walk off into the forest to fetch the perfect piece of bamboo for Frankie. There's lots of tall, strong stalks, but eventually you come across some smaller ones. You stop here and break off a few pieces with your hands. Then you turn around excited and head back to find baby Frankie. Frankie rushes to join in with the other baby pandas that are already rolling around and playing together. They look so cute. Should you remove the softer bamboo leaves from the stalk before giving it to your baby panda to try for the first time?
No.
Pandas will always favor eating the leaves where possible and will only resort to the denser, less nutrient-rich stalk when necessary. The stalks are tough and therefore much harder to digest. So it's important your baby panda eats leaves, not stalks, when trying whole foods for the first time. At 5 months old, pandas are able to run around and play. Do you want Frankie to go and run around with the other baby pandas?
Yes.
Good choice. Pandas are really playful and love nothing more than rolling, jumping, and playing with each other. Even as adults, giant pandas have been known to to sneak into mountain villages to play with round-shaped utensils as toys.
Oh no.
The day is coming to an end, and there's a chill in the air. The other volunteers have lit a campfire. You put on your panda suit and go off to find Frankie to put her to sleep in her den for the night. Do you think you need to give Frankie a blanket to keep warm?
No.
That's the right answer, because we don't want the pandas to become accustomed to human comforts if they're to live in the wild. Luckily, pandas have thick fur that serves to keep them warm enough during the cold night. If temperatures drop too low, they will hunt around until they find shelter in the mountains, like in a cave, for example. In this level, baby Frankie had her first taste of bamboo and enjoyed some playtime with the other pandas. Good job. Frankie is learning things quickly.
I'm a good panda parent.
And you are doing a great job at preparing her for release back into the wild.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes. So we're halfway through, you guys. We're getting there.
Welcome to level 6. Your panda Frankie is now 7 months old.
Ooh.
And is growing up fast. The Chinese winter is approaching, and it's starting to get very cold and windy. But luckily, Frankie is much bigger now, and the extra weight and longer fur keeps her nice and cozy. The cold outside isn't stopping Frankie from spending most of her time running and playing outside with the other pandas. Do you encourage your panda to climb up the tree or continue playing?
Climb up the tree?
With your help and support, Frankie struggles up the main branch of the tree. She soon becomes confident and walks into a thick, branchy area out of your reach. Although she does look a little unsteady, she looks like she's having fun.
Ah! Uh-oh.
Oh no! Frankie has fallen out of the tree. She seems very shaken and a bit dazed. You remember how much fresh bamboo seems to cheer Frankie up. So you run to get some and leave a pile next to her. After eating on a few leaves, she cheers up and runs back up the tree. Amazing! Here comes Ivy again to tell you something.
You see, it's natural for pandas to fall sometimes when learning to climb trees. Don't worry about it. It's so important for them to learn to climb, because it's the main way they are able to escape from predators in the wild. In fact,
thanks, Ivy.
I have an idea.
Uh-oh.
I know there's a leopard costume back indoors. It's a bit smelly, but will you help me train the pandas to be scared of leopards by getting in the suit?
Yes.
You go and hide behind a door to put the leopard suit on, and then jump out in front of the pandas as you give your best leopard roar.
Uh-oh.
The pandas run away when they hear the leopard roar and scatter in different directions. Frankie quickly climbs the tree just like she learned. And you feel proud.
Good
that
job,
you
Frankie.
Taught her an important life skill. You go inside and take off the leopard suit. Outside, it's starting to get dark and the wind continues to howl. You want to bring Frankie inside quickly,
morning, Andrea.
But need to wash the leopard smell off you first. What do you do first? Bring your panda inside or wash off the smell?
Wash off the smell.
It's important to get rid of the leopard smell before you see Frankie again. Otherwise, she will get confused about what she's supposed to be scared of. Once
True.
Clean and smelling normal again, you bring Frankie inside after what's been a long but learning-filled day. You've now completed level 6.
Wow.
In this level, you taught Frankie critical skills, like tree climbing and avoiding danger. Remember, your aim as a volunteer is to continue teaching Frankie skills so she becomes strong enough to fend for herself in the wild.
That's right.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
Welcome to level 7. Frankie is 10 months old today.
Wow.
To celebrate, you and Frankie are taking a trip to the forest to learn some new skills You put on your panda suit and head off together.
Come on, Frankie.
It's winter in Wulong, China. As you walk into the forest, you can hear the crunch of the thick layer of snow underfoot. The sounds of birds tweeting creates a sense of serenity after last night's snowstorm. Tweet. You smile as you notice how large Frankie's footprints are compared to yours.
Hey, Voice Spark. Welcome
how
to the...
How many fingers do you think Frankie has on one paw?
Four?
Not quite.
Oh.
As a hint for next time, they have more fingers on one paw than humans do on a hand.
Really?
Although your panda has eaten a bit of bamboo before, today will be her first day of being completely weaned off of milk. Which
Ooh.
Means from now on, you'll have to make sure she eats only bamboo. You find a nice leafy patch and sit down together. Do you want to pretend to eat some bamboo yourself in the hope it helps Frankie do the same?
Yes. As long as I don't have to really
tear off some leaves and start pretending to eat them. Frankie looks at you with sad eyes, as if she understands that milk is no longer an option. But to your delight, after a few minutes, Frankie starts to copy what you're doing and eats some bamboo all by herself. You feel proud to have taught your panda another new skill. Through instinct, Frankie knows to eat the tender stems, shoots, and leaves of the bamboo, as they are richer in nutrients than the stalks are. 4 hours later, and it seems like Frankie needs to take a rest from eating. In the wild, pandas sleep for 2 to 4 hours between two meals.
Wow.
Giant pandas look really cute when they sleep. Frankie has rolled herself up into a ball. Do you think that your panda should stay and eat more bamboo?
Yes.
The giant pandas spend as long as 14 hours eating per day.
They do.
A giant panda needs about 25 to 85 pounds of food per day.
Wow.
Approximately 40% of its own weight.
That is a lot.
Even though Frankie isn't fully grown, you still need to train her to eat bamboo for 8 to 10 hours a day. You and Frankie stay out in the forest to eat bamboo for another 4 hours.
Yum.
Congratulations, you've completed this level. After another 4-hour session of eating bamboo, Frankie is fully weaned off of milk, and her diet now only consists of bamboo. Well done on teaching your panda another new skill. You should be proud of yourself. The more skills your panda learns, the better equipped she will be when she's released into the wild.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes. I feel like I'm doing really
Welcome
well
to
so
level
far.
8. Ooh. At 14 months old, Frankie weighs about the size of a 10-year-old girl, and so has well and truly grown into an adult panda. She's almost ready to be released back into the wild.
All right.
Good luck. It's mid-afternoon, and you can see Frankie in the distance, lying on her stomach, chomping on some bamboo with the other pandas in the group. What have you forgotten to do?
Put on my panda suit?
Even as an adult, it's extremely important to wear a panda suit
to
make sure
it.
Frankie doesn't become accustomed to humans. Oh, look. Here comes Ivy again with her panda fact book.
Hey again. I just read something really cool in my panda fact book. Did you know that in the wild, pandas are largely solitary animals, which means they don't hang around much together? To understand who lives in which part of the forest, every panda has a unique scent which they use to mark their territory. There are 4 positions that pandas adopt to deposit their individual scent. I'm going to read you 4 postures. 3 are true and 1 is made up.
Uh-oh.
Try and guess which of these is made up. A handstand position, a squat position, a sliding movement, or a lunge position.
A squat?
Here's a hint. It's not a handstand, even though this is a really hard one to master. Better luck next time. Anyway, I have to go look after my panda now. See ya!
You barely have time to say goodbye back before Ivy has already run off to find her panda. She's so funny, don't you think? You look at Frankie and decide to teach her how to spread her scent on a tree. Would you like to teach Frankie how to do the backwards handstand position?
Yes. I certainly
can't do it. By lifting up her back legs and giving a demo yourself, you eventually manage to teach Frankie the handstand position, and she successfully rubs her scent against a tree trunk. Well done on completing level 8.
Austin, I agree
with you. In this level,
you
learn that pandas use 4 main positions to spread a unique scent. The scent is used to mark their territory and establish social relationships.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
Welcome to level 9. Frankie is 18 months old and weighs just over 50 kilograms, or around 110 pounds. She's almost old enough to be completely weaned from you, its carer. It's nearing spring in the sanctuary, and the forest is alive with the sounds of
bees, Frankie,
and animals busying about as they enjoy the warmer weather. Your panda has taken many trips out in the forest before, but this will be the most important, because you will be testing her on everything she's learned so far. You put on your panda suit, and together you head out into the forest. You run ahead to place a fake leopard in front of where Frankie will walk. When Frankie spots the leopard, what do you think she will do?
Climb a tree?
Nice work. Climbing up a tree is the main method pandas use to avoid danger. The next test for Frankie is about checking that she can mark her territory. Where do you think is the right place for Frankie to leave her scent?
A tree trunk.
Unfortunately, that's not correct.
Oh.
Here's a hint. They're everywhere in the forest. Okay, now the last thing you need to check is that Frankie is able to eat enough bamboo to survive. Usually pandas prefer eating tender stems, shoots, and leaves of bamboo, but they will also resort to eating the stalks if there isn't enough of those to go around. How many hours do you think Frankie needs to eat for a day?
8.
Remember that pandas spend as long as 14 hours eating per day. One panda needs about 25 to 85 pounds of food per day, approximately 40% of its own weight. After sitting with Frankie for a few hours, you head off back to camp to get some sleep, leaving Frankie to spend her first night in the forest alone. You've now been at the sanctuary for almost a year. You think back to when you first arrived and how small Frankie was. Both you and her have learned a lot during your time together. You're also feeling a twinge of sadness, as you can see that Frankie is almost ready to be released into the wild. You've grown to care a lot for Frankie, and you'll miss her greatly. But along with the sadness, you feel proud of yourself for having a positive impact on a vulnerable species.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
Welcome to level 10. Today is Panda Graduation Day.
All right.
A ceremony held when a panda is ready to be released back into the wild. Today's ceremony is for your panda, Frankie. After breakfast, you put on your panda suit and head off into the forest to collect Frankie from where you left her the night before. As you're both walking back to the sanctuary together, you can hear the preparations for the graduation ceremony later that afternoon. Even though you're excited for Frankie to start a new life in the wild, you feel a pang of sadness. You're going to miss looking after her. Do you want to give Frankie a final cuddle?
Yes.
Frankie takes you into her arms and gives you a big cuddle. Seems like she will miss you as much as you will.
Aww.
Now back at the sanctuary, Ivy comes running over.
Hey, how are you? I can't believe it's our panda's last day at the sanctuary. I'm so sad to see them go. Do you want to come with me and give them a special leaving treat?
Yes.
You follow Ivy into the sanctuary kitchen. The kitchen smells amazing. You can see and smell that lunch is being cooked ahead of the graduation ceremony. You look around the kitchen for a treat for Frankie. On the side, you spot a chocolate bar and a bowl of honey. Do you choose the chocolate or the honey?
Honey.
Remember that although pandas largely eat bamboo, they are also able to digest honey and particularly enjoy the sweet taste. Honey in hand, you and Ivy walk into the main area of the sanctuary, where the other volunteers are busy lining the path with tall fences, so that Frankie and the other pandas will not notice the people watching her walk out of the sanctuary for the final time. You place the bowl of honey in the pathway and run behind the fence with the rest of the team. Everyone is nervous, but excited. You all watch in silence as Frankie confidently strolls out of the den. You feel proud of yourself for having taught her everything she knows. Frankie licks up all the honey, then keeps walking. Just as she is almost out of sight, she turns around, looks at you, and gives a soft cry, then runs off into the forest. Everyone cheers and claps and lifts you up, congratulating you on your amazing achievement. As you're put back down, you can see the chief sanctuary officer is coming over.
Oh.
Do you want to speak to her?
Yes.
I just wanted to come over and congratulate you. You've done an incredible job teaching your panda how to become an adult. You should be very proud of yourself as you passed with flying colors. You are welcome back to the sanctuary anytime.
Woohoo!
There's another story waiting to be unlocked. It's called Tiger Rescue.
Your job will be to watch and protect one of the tigers in the park.
You've arrived at the perfect time. A friend of mine thinks he saw a new litter of baby tigers in the park.
Would you like to hear more about this adventure?
No.
Which adventure shall we start? Panda?
You've just been accepted
Alexa,
as
stop.
A volunteer.
Okay.
Okay, then. When you're ready to play again, just say, Alexa, open Animal Rescue.
All right. So, I have put up the polls. We can either do tiger or turtle. So we'll do one more. And hopefully... It does, me too. You know, you really... Even though it's a game, you grow to like the animals. I have to say I really enjoyed that. Did the poll go up? The poll went up on my end. Okay. Let me check really quick. I tried to put it up on both Poptail and... Also, Sarah, thank you so much for being here. It really is truly awesome when a developer comes in to, you know, kind of, whether it's chat or just enjoy it. It really is cool, and I do appreciate it. And I think you guys did a really good job on this skill. I certainly appreciate, you know, having the chance to do this. So I'm really quick. I'm just... putting the poll up. So for those that don't know, we stream this both on my own personal YouTube as well as yeah, thank you. I did navigate it really well. I was a couple times I was worried. I'm like, uh-oh. But some of the questions were a little hard, but I like that the game does not really penalize you too badly. It's, you know, all right, so I've I thought I posted it. It's not posting, of course. I wonder if I can't do it because I'm a moderator. But thank you. I'm really glad that it went well. All right. So for whatever reason, if you're on the Poptail side, the poll's not working. So if you just want to write it in chat on the Poptail side, if you are on my side, the poll's working fine. Tiger currently has 60%. Turtle has 33%. If you are watching on my channel, please feel free to vote. We have six votes so far. I'll leave the poll up for a few more minutes. And then we will do one more and, we'll see how that goes. And if you guys really enjoyed this, maybe we could come back another week and do the third one. Maybe, I don't know what, you know, if there will be more. I know there's talk of a penguin one. So maybe, when that comes out, we can revisit it again. Cause I love penguins. I am a really big fan of the old penguin. March of the Penguins was a cool movie. I like the penguin from Batman. I like that one penguin Geico commercial, where they're using the GPS to go to the breeding grounds and it gives them the wrong directions. I love pandas penguins and pandas too. I do love pandas. That's why I wanted to do panda first. All right. So Tiger 71, Turtle 29. It's at the top of the chat. Sorry. Maria says Tiger. Maria, make sure you vote. It will be at the top of the chat. I'm not counting the chat votes because YouTube has built-in polls now. If you want to raise a penguin, just play the Vortex again. Yes, love Vortex. Not a really good game to do on stream just because of how it, there's a lot of downtime, but I would definitely recommend it. And I hope that we can do a Poptail thing on it. And maybe I could do a time-lapse video on Vortex. That might be kind of cool. Again, I want to remind you that we are giving away a Echo Dot. And I'm going to post this in the chat as well as my own chat. And it's really as simple as signing up and following Poptail on Twitter and Facebook. For those that don't do social media, let me talk to Nick, see if we can do an email option as well. So you guys can also sign up there. I know for some people, they don't do social media. So, hopefully we can add the email list to that thing. I don't know. I didn't set it up, but we can try to do something fair and equitable. So, the Vortex is definitely a marathon game. Maybe we could do, I don't want to talk about a marathon right now because again, we are doing Poptail Live. Reminder, if you are watching this on my channel, after the stream is over, I will be hanging out with you guys for a little bit longer and we can chat about whatever. Starting in 2 weeks, we'll be kind of changing the way that we stream these. We'll be using StreamYard and that's going to kind of change the way that we do it on my channel. We'll be doing like a pre-show from 6 to 6:45 as well. Tomorrow night I will be joining in on VoiceSpark Live. And so my plan is to kind of come in on this channel, this of course being mine, and I will be doing some stuff. If you're not subscribed to me on YouTube, I think Nick would be okay with me. I've been so rare about it. I'm going to throw the subscribe link for my YouTube into the Poptail chat. I don't do it very often because, again, I'm really interested in getting subscribers for Poptail. I'm less interested in advertising my own stuff. But you are always welcome to follow both channels, and I ask that you do so. It will help us. All right, seven votes on the on the poll here. No one has really written in on Poptail, so I think Tiger is going to win it. There are 18 of you tuned in, so if you are tuned in and you can hear my voice, that poll, click on that poll. Should we do the Turtle story or the Tiger story next? Currently, Tiger, pun kind of intended, is running away with it. Well, you know, definitely gonna do that. So, Carrie writes on Twitter saying it's a cute game. I thought it was very cute, and I'm very, very impressed with it. I didn't know what to expect, but Matchbox did a really good job, and I would love to check out some of their other skills. So maybe we'll have to do that. I don't know all of what they've made, but I believe they have some trivia stuff, and I love trivia, so I am all for that. I cannot get enough of trivia. So 20 of you guys are tuned in. If you haven't written yet on my side, look at the poll. It's at the top there. For whatever reason, it didn't... Yeah, it didn't do it on the Poptail side. I'm sorry that. Hey, and Tiger. Okay, so we got another Tiger. So I think Tiger's gonna win. I'll give you guys about 2 minutes and then we'll close the poll and we'll see what the results are. Eight votes. If you're on iPhone, start from the top of the screen, says Ajan. Ajan? Oh, Maria says, I don't see the poll. Yeah, start at the top. I've never seen them on iOS, but apparently the way that it does it for me, at least in the browser, is it shows it at the very top of the chat. So that's why I'm just, you know, giving you guys a little extra time if you want to vote. Does look like Tiger's going to win, though, which is cool. I'm cool with whichever one. Yeah, Tiger 75 to Turtle 25. And we did have another vote on Poptail, so that's going to add another vote. Oh, we have 20 Alexa skills cancel in our portfolio. Question of the day is the best known. Really? Okay. I wonder... Have I ever done question of the day? Like, have I ever even played that? Alexa, open question of the day.
Welcome back.
Oh, I have.
Here is today's question of the day. The topic is general knowledge. It is worth 2 points.
Oh, I love this skill. I remember this thing.
In archery, what's the name of the container that holds arrows and often seen on the archer's back? Choose from the following.
Scabbard?
A. No. Cage. B. No. Duffel. C. No. Attaché. Or D. Quiver.
D.
Correct.
Yeah.
A quiver is a container for holding arrows, darts, or javelins. While they're traditionally worn on the back, quivers can also be carried on the belt, pocket, or side,
yes,
depending on the archer's preferences. You are with the 85% of fans who answered this question correctly. You have earned your 4th general knowledge badge and 2 Woo. Points. You have earned a total of 140 points. You've earned a bonus question. Would you like to answer it now?
Yes.
Okay. Here is your bonus question. The topic is general knowledge. It is worth 1 point. In Morse code, what does the following mean? Dot dot dot, dash dash dash, dot dot dot?
Oh.
You can answer, A, hello, B, end transmission, C, ahoy, or D, SOS.
SOS.
That's right. In Morse code, the letter S is represented by 3 dots, while the letter O is represented by 3 dashes. Despite folklore that suggests SOS stands for save our souls or save our ship, the letters don't mean anything. The code is just easy to remember in times of distress.
Yep.
You are with the 92% of fans who got this one right. You have earned your 5th general knowledge badge and 1 point. You have 2 correct answers in a row. You have earned a total of 141 points. Would you like to continue playing? Members of our trivia club have access to leaderboards, multiplayer game packs, and all of the Question of the Day archives. Question of the Day Trivia Club is free for 7 days. Then you'll be automatically charged $2.36 a month plus tax, after 59 cents in savings with your Prime membership. Cancel anytime. Check the Alexa app for terms. Should I sign you up?
No, thank you.
No problem. You can ask me to sign up for Question of the Day Trivia Club anytime. Did you know, I can send you a daily reminder to play Question of the Day, along with all of your updated player statistics. Would you like to receive a daily email reminder?
No, thank you. I gotta say, that is... Oh, so I,
okay,
I
play
forgot.
Again tomorrow oh, and start sorry, your sorry, daily sorry. Play streak by asking for the Question of the Day.
I forgot about that skill. I didn't realize that you guys made that. That is such a great skill. It used to be when I was a lot more active with skills, that used to be like a regular skill for me. So very cool. Kudos. If that's not a skill that you spend time with, you really should. It is really fun. So way to go. I forgot about that one, and shame on me. I apologize for not remembering. Okay. So we have 11 votes. I'm going to end the poll. Results will be tabulated momentarily. So I actually used to be more into archery. And so Quiver, I blanked on, and I should have known, when I shot arrows, I shot from a standing position with the arrows in a holder. I never wore a quiver. So I never had to grab from behind me and load the bow. Always found it really fascinating, though, and I love that it's an archery question, because archery is a very fun thing to do. So I would, if you ever get a chance to, I recommend it. If you can ever go somewhere where they have archery, it's fun. What's even more fun is firing a compound bow. Those are amazing, and they will send your arrow just really far. Love it. All right. So, Tiger, 81%, Turtle, 18%. And then we had another vote in chat for Tiger. So we're going to do Tiger, and, let's do it. Alexa, open Animal Rescue. Can't believe I almost forgot the skill name.
Which adventure shall we start? Panda, Turtle, or Tiger Rescue?
Tiger Rescue.
Woohoo!
There's another story waiting to be unlocked. It's called Tiger Rescue.
Here we go.
Your job will be to watch and protect one of the tigers in the park.
You've arrived at the perfect time. A friend of mine thinks he saw a new litter of baby tigers in the park.
Would you like to hear more about this adventure?
Yes.
Unlock the Tiger Rescue story with 14 chapters of adventure. As a Prime member, you save $1.59. Your price is just $6.40 plus tax. Would you like to buy it?
Yes.
Sure. I'm asking a grown-up for permission to buy the Tiger Rescue story. To progress past level 1, an adult will need to confirm the purchase of this adventure in their email. Okay. Let's start the story.
Welcome to the Tiger Rescue Game. Tigers are one of the best known and most beautiful animals on the planet. But sadly, there are very few tigers left living in the wild. Tigers need our help to survive. You've been chosen to travel to Chitwan National Park in Nepal to learn how to help tigers. While you're there, you'll stay at the home of a young park ranger, Danvi. Rangers take care of the park and look after the animals in it. Your job will be to watch and protect one of the tigers in the park. After a long journey to Nepal, you arrive at the village where the young park ranger, Danvi, lives. Danvi lives in a bright yellow house surrounded by trees. She runs out as you arrive.
Welcome to my home. You've arrived at the perfect time. A friend of mine thinks he saw a new litter of baby tigers in the park. We can go there and find them right now. But what am I thinking? You must be hungry after your journey.
Would you like to eat some lunch? Say yes or no.
Yes.
Inside, Danvi serves you lunch. She tells you the food is made of snails. Snails? Yuck! I know it sounds yucky, but it could be a local delicacy that's delicious. Do you want to try a small bite of the snail food?
Yes.
You try some of the snail food.
My apologies.
It's delicious. You quickly eat the whole bowl. Danvi, like many who live near the park, is one of a group of people known as the Tharu. As you eat, she tells you about them.
My people have lived here for hundreds of years. We've always used the things we find in the park to make our food, our medicine, and even our houses. You might have noticed this house is made out of mud, wood, and long grass, all from the park. That's why I became a ranger, to make sure the park is cared for properly.
You thank Danvi for lunch, and together you head out to the park. Inside the park, for as far as you can see, everything is green. Danvi gets out a map.
Okay, my friend told me he saw the baby tigers in this area here. In that pink building, we have just what we need to get there.
You look in the building and you see three things you might be able to use for traveling into the park. Which one do you think you should use? The car? Or the elephant?
The elephant?
Correct! You'll be riding an elephant!
Whoa!
Elephants are perfect for traveling into the park looking for tigers. They can move easily across the mud, grass, water, and the forest floor. Even better, elephants are not afraid of tigers, and tigers do not eat full-grown elephants. So you will be able to get close to the tigers.
Do they eat full-grown cars?
Danvi tells you that your elephant's name is Nola. As you get up to Nola, she lets out a big, loud trumpeting sound.
Ah, Nola's feeling playful today.
Can you make an elephant sound too? Let's hear it. That's a great elephant trumpet. Danvi shows you how to get up on Nola. Nola bends down, and you must climb onto her bare back. It's hard, and you fall over a lot of times.
Oof.
But eventually, you do it. Nervous and excited, on the back of an elephant, you head off into the park.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
The jungle is alive with the sound of what seems like a million different animals. Riding along on the back of your elephant, Nola, you see monkeys and deer and birds, and Danvi tells you there are rhinoceroses and snakes out there too.
Wow.
You look around nervously, but she laughs and says that snakes prefer to stay away from humans. It's March, the start of the summer, and it's hot and humid. By the time you arrive in the area where the tigers are, you're exhausted. But the excitement of seeing the baby tigers keeps you alert.
We're here! Now we have to find the tigers. Tigers want to protect their babies from other animals and the heat. So they usually make their dens in tall grass, hollowed out trees, or caves. We should look out for those things.
Okay. See what we can find.
You look around and see some tall rocks. Do you look there for the baby tigers? Say yes or no.
No. Nope.
You ignore the tall rocks and instead look for the tigers around a nearby stream. All you find are frogs.
Yeah, a frog!
Danvi calls out to you.
Hey, over here. These tall rocks probably have caves in them.
Oh, I should have looked in the
rocks. That's a great place for tigers to make a den. They can put grass down on the ground to make it comfy.
You tell Nola to move towards the tall rocks. As you get closer, you notice lots of dark caves. It would take years to search them all.
Don't worry. We don't need to look for the tigers. We can listen for them. Stay very still and very quiet and listen.
Okay.
You stay very still and very quiet.
Shh.
I can still hear you. You listen and listen. And finally, you hear two different sounds. Which of these sounds do you think are the tiger babies? Sound one. Or sound two.
Oh. Sound two.
Yes, that's the sound of baby tigers. You found the den.
Woohoo!
Baby tigers are called cubs. The type of tiger found in Chitwan Park is called a Bengal tiger. It's the largest species of wild tiger. Now you can hear the tigers, but you can't see them because they're still in the cave. Did you go into the cave to pet the tiger cubs? Say yes or no.
No.
Good choice. It's important not to disturb the animals. They might get frightened. Rangers will only try and help a tiger directly if there's something wrong. There are still lots of things we don't know about tigers. People watch tigers so we can find out more and learn how to help them. But we want to disturb the tigers as little as possible. Even letting a tiger know we are around can change how they behave, maybe putting them in danger.
Great work today! Now we've found the tiger cubs, you'll be responsible for watching and protecting one of them. We'll be back tomorrow, and I'm sure they'll come out to say hello. Uh-oh. Then you can choose one to look after.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
It's the day after you first found the tiger cubs. You and the young park ranger Danvi head back into the forest your elephants. You're excited to see the tiger cubs and choose one to help protect. As you get close to the den, you see a fully grown adult tiger standing outside.
Oh,
the tiger looks amazing. It's as big as two big dogs and is covered in soft orange fur with dark brown stripes on it. Danvi says it's a female tiger. Now, who do you think the adult tiger is? Do you think it's the baby tiger's mother or sister?
Mother?
In fact, it's the tiger cub's mother.
Yay!
The park rangers have named her Salmi, which means calm. A mother tiger always raises the cubs on her own. The cub's father doesn't come to the den at all after the cubs are born. While you are watching the mother, Danvi nudges you.
Look, isn't it adorable?
The tiger cub struggles out of the den. It's the size of a small cat and has tiny, sharp teeth. It looks so small and cute and furry, you want to run over and cuddle it, but you know you must stay on your elephant to keep the cub safe. Suddenly, the cub bumps into a rock. You notice that its eyes are closed.
Uh-oh.
Maybe something is wrong. Do you get off your elephant and help the tiger cub? Say yes or no.
No.
You made the right choice. But Danvi sees you looking worried and explains.
Don't worry, that's perfectly normal. All tigers are born with their eyes closed. They don't open them until they are at least 10 days old.
Just like the
Even
pandas.
Even then, their eyesight can be blurry for almost 6 weeks.
As you watch, another three cubs follow the first one out of the cave.
I know what you're thinking. How can I tell the difference between the tiger cubs? It's actually really easy. Look closely at them.
You look closely at the cubs. Just like their mother, the cubs are covered in stripes, and each tiger has a different pattern of stripes.
You can use the tiger stripes to tell which tiger is which. They're like fingerprints on a human. Tigers are born with all their stripes. They even have stripes on their skin. It's time for you to choose which cub you're going to help protect. Look, there's a baby boy and a baby girl cub playing together over there. They seem to have very distinct markings. How about you choose one of them so they are easier to spot when they grow up?
Which cub do you want to help protect? Choose from the boy cub or the girl cub.
The boy cub.
That's a cute cub. She has really distinct markings, too.
Look, can you see on her front legs? The stripes form a swirl around her ankles. Now we have to give her a name. Let me think. I know. Let's name her Marble because of her swirls.
Marble!
Hi, Marble. Aren't you a cutie?
Congratulations. You are now officially in charge of watching and helping protect Marble. She's just a tiny baby right now, but you'll be there for her as she grows up, and eventually she will become a big, strong tiger like her mother.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
You set the alarm on your phone to wake you up bright and early the next day. But Danvi bursts into your room before your alarm even goes off.
Come on, sleepyhead. We've got lots to see today. Meet you out front in 10 minutes.
At the park, you climb onto Nola the elephant and head sleepily into the forest. You and Danvi arrive at the tiger den just as the sun starts to creep up into the sky. Marble and the other cubs are all outside the cave. Their mother, Salmi, is lying on her side, and the cubs are snuggling up to her belly. They seem to be feeding. What do you think tiger cubs eat at this age? Do you think they eat meat or milk?
Milk.
That's right. They love to drink their mother's milk. A tiger cub will eat only milk from its mother for the first 2 months of its life.
Yep.
During that time, it gets all the energy and nutrients it needs just from milk. Marble gets up and starts to move around. You notice that all the cub's eyes are open now, but they still keep falling over and bumping into things.
Oof.
As you watch, Marble slips and falls into a hole in the rocks.
Uh-oh.
Oh no! I think Marble's stuck.
You want to get down and help, but you know you should wait and see what their mother, Salmi, will do. Sure enough, Salmi comes over to help out her cub. Do you think Salmi will pick Marble up with her paws? Say yes or no.
No. I learned from last time.
You were right. Tigers use their mouths to pick up their cubs.
Yep.
Salmi leans over Marble and opens up her huge jaws. You see rows of big, sharp teeth. You are about to shout a warning to Marble. But Salmi bends down and gently picks Marble up in her mouth. Tigers can bite down with 5 times the force of a human, but they can also be very gentle.
Well, that's good.
You relax in the warmth of the morning, enjoying the sight of the tiger cubs wobbling around. Suddenly, the alarm on your phone goes off. You forgot to turn it off when Danvi woke you up. You fumble in your jacket and stop the sound, but Salmi has already heard it.
Uh-oh.
She's confused. The phone is not a natural sound. She looks over at the elephant you are on and begins to snarl. Do you think the snarling sound means Salmi wants to attack the elephant? Say yes or no.
No.
Don't worry, she doesn't want to attack. Tigers make lots of sounds, and they all mean different things. That sound means, don't come any closer. Salmi thinks she and her cubs might be in danger, so she's just warning other animals to keep their distance.
You keep your distance, and soon Salmi stops snarling. She goes back to watching her tiger cubs.
I'm sorry I woke you up so early. I should have reminded you to turn off your alarm. Everything's fine, but I think we should head home now so we don't disturb Marble and the other cubs anymore. Tomorrow, you're doing something a little different, so you should get some rest.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
Danvi introduces you to Ajay. Ajay is a scientist who studies tigers.
Very nice to meet you. I hear you've been doing a great job looking after your tiger cub. Today, we're going to learn about one of the most important tools for helping tigers. You see, the difficult thing about studying tigers is that tigers are very hard to find. They roam all over the park and like to hide from us humans. So, to help us find them, we use something called a camera trap. They're not real traps. A camera trap is just an ordinary camera with a special electronic eye on it. When the electronic eye sees a tiger, the camera takes a photo. That's right. We leave camera traps in special places all over the park, and we get lots of photos of tigers. And because we know where the photos were taken, we can tell where in the park the tigers spend their time. Do you think we can identify a tiger through the pattern of their stripes or their feet?
Yes.
That's a good idea. But in fact, we look at the tiger's pattern of stripes.
Oh.
Remember, every tiger's pattern of stripes is different. So by looking at the tiger's stripes, we can tell which tiger is in the photo. Today, we're going to try and find out where your tiger cub's father is. To do that, we'll need to leave camera traps all over the park. So we'll need to travel faster than usual, but we'll mainly be traveling on dirt tracks.
Again, you go into the pink building and see three things that you might be able to use for traveling around the park. Which one do you think you should use to travel around the park? Choose from the motorcycle or the elephant.
Motorcycle.
Great choice! A motorcycle is fast and can drive on dirt tracks without getting stuck. You and Ajay put on helmets, jump on your motorcycles, and drive off into the park. As you ride, the countryside flashes past you. Trees and lakes and deer and even rhinoceroses.
Uh-oh.
You're going so fast that your shirt flaps about in the wind. Eventually, Ajay signals for you to stop. You walk through the jungle until you arrive at a dried-up stream next to a big old tree.
Tigers often use dried-up streams to travel along, like humans use roads. Let's put the camera trap near here.
Ajay hands you the camera trap. Have a think about where you should place the camera trap. Do you think you should put it low, facing the river, or high up, facing the tree?
High up.
We want to get photos of tigers, and tigers often walk along dried-up streams. So the camera trap should probably face the dried-up stream.
Oh, sorry.
Also, tigers are only about half the height of a human, so the camera needs to be low down. Okay, the last thing we need to do here is test the camera trap. We do that by walking past the camera like a tiger. Will you test the trap for me?
Okay, are you ready to walk like a tiger? Remember, tigers walk on four legs, so you'll need to use your hands to be the tiger's front legs. Put your hands on the ground. Are you ready?
I can't do this right now, you guys.
Walk like a tiger.
Let's just pretend I'm doing it.
Are you walking like a tiger?
Yeah, sure. Roar.
Never mind. I'll test the camera trap this time, but you're doing the next one.
You spend the rest of the day placing more traps. In the evening, you say goodbye to Ajay, and she promises to let you know tiger, if the camera traps tiger. Find Marble's father.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
It's been over a month since you last saw Marble and the other cubs. One hot, sticky morning, you're feeding Nola the elephant her favorite food, a mango fruit, when Donvi comes over.
Hey, want to go to see the tiger cubs today?
Of course you do! You almost jump up and down with joy. Later that day, you climb up on Nola and set out into the jungle. When you arrive at the den, your cub, Marble, is outside and the mother, Salmi, is watching from a rock. The cubs are almost twice as big as they were the last time you saw them, and wow. They aren't falling over anymore. Instead, they're chasing each other around and rolling in the grass.
Rawr.
Sometimes it almost looks like they're fighting.
They're playing! Aww, tiger cubs love to play. It helps them to become quick and strong. It's also the way they start to learn how to hunt.
As the tiger cubs play, you begin to notice something. If Marble decides to run through the grass, the other cubs will too. If Marble Ooh. Starts to fight, so will the others. Do you think Marble is becoming the leader of the litter? Say yes or no.
Yes. Go, Marble.
In fact, in every litter, there's usually a dominant cub who tells the other cubs what to do.
Do you notice how all the other cubs followed Marble? I think she's become their leader. That's so exciting! Now she'll be their leader until they set out on their own.
Suddenly, you hear a strange, soft moaning sound. Looking around, you see it's coming from the cub's mother, Salmi.
Uh-oh.
Do you think there's something wrong with her?
No.
It's a funny sound, right? But don't worry, there's nothing wrong with Salmi. A tiger mother uses sounds like that to tell her cubs what to do.
Sure enough, as soon as they hear the sound, the cubs all stop playing and run to her. Looking closely, you see she has some meat with her. Do you think the cubs will try the meat or stick to milk?
Stick to milk.
The cubs run up and start to eat the meat.
Oh.
But you were almost correct. Although the cubs have now started to eat meat, they will also drink their mother's milk for about another month.
Hey, it's late, and I'm getting hungry too. Let's head home. We can come back tomorrow.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
You're back at the den the next day, just like yesterday. Marble is outside in the sun, playing fun games with the other cubs in the grass. But today, something is different. You don't see the cub's mother, Salmi. You and Donvi search everywhere, but you can't find her.
She's probably out hunting. A mother doesn't like to leave her cubs, but she has got to get them food, and the cubs are still too young to go with her.
Then, the sound of the forest changes. The birds are suddenly squawking louder and the monkeys are chattering faster. It feels like the animals are warning each other about something.
Did you hear that?
What do you think the birds and monkeys are warning each other about? Do you think they are warning each other about a thunderstorm or an animal?
An animal.
Yes. When the birds and monkeys see an animal that might be dangerous, they make loud sounds to warn other animals in the area.
Those sounds mean a dangerous animal is nearby.
It might just be Salmi coming home, but it could also be a leopard. With Salmi away, we need to watch out for the cubs.
Or a hyena.
Moments later, You hear a snarl from somewhere close in the jungle.
Uh-oh.
Do you think that is the sound of a lion or a leopard?
A leopard. A leopard?
You're right. The leopard appears from behind some trees.
Uh-oh.
It's smaller than a tiger, with spots instead of stripes on its fur. But you can see long, sharp teeth sticking out of its mouth.
Go away. Leave Marble alone.
Although there are no animals that eat fully grown tigers, the cubs are not yet fully grown.
True.
An animal like a leopard might be a danger to them. Maybe you could help them by using Nola, the elephant you are on, as a shield from the leopard. Do you tell your elephant Nola to move between the leopard and the cubs? Say yes or no.
Yes. I feel like this is a really
You tell
bad
Nola
idea.
To move between the leopard and the cubs. A leopard will not challenge an elephant. The leopard snorts and creeps away.
Oh.
Well done! Your quick thinking saved Marble and the other cubs. Great job!
The cubs continue to play, unaware of the danger they were almost in.
Look at the little sounds.
You stay at the den, just in case the leopard tries to sneak back. Finally, the sun is going down. Salmi comes home. Marble scampers over to her, and the others follow. Marble and Salmi rub their faces together. It almost looks like they are talking. Do you think tigers can talk by rubbing their faces together? Say yes or no.
No.
In fact, tigers can talk by rubbing their faces together.
Oh.
Tigers don't only use sounds to talk to each other. Tigers have special glands on their face that produce a smelly liquid. By rubbing their faces together, they rub the smelly liquid all over each other's faces. It's a little like tigers saying, hello. You leave the den, happy that the cubs are safe with their mother again.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes. Marble's like, hey,
a few
Mom,
days
while you
later,
were gone.
You get a call from the scientist, Ajay. The camera traps that you left in the park have found Marble's father. A camera trap took a photo of him near Marble's den. Ajay could tell it was Marble's father in the photo by looking at his pattern of stripes. Ajay has named Marble's father Rajesh, which means King of Kings.
I was very happy to find Rajesh, but I'm worried. In the photos, it looks like he might be injured. I think he may have hurt his leg.
Uh-oh.
Do you call the animal doctor, the park's vet, and ask them to help Marble's father? Say yes or no.
Yes.
That's a good decision. Even though you should try not to disturb the tigers, when a tiger is hurt, you should always try and help. You call the vet and meet up with her and her team in
the
park headquarters.
Is it the same vet from the panda? Hello? What happened? What happened? Oh no. Do we lose the game? Alexa, open Animal Rescue. What happened?
Restarting the game means your progress
no,
will be lost. Are you sure you want to do this? Say yes or no.
No. No.
Restarting the game
no,
means
no.
your progress will
Alexa,
be lost.
Are no.
You call the vet and
there
meet up
go.
With her
there
and her
go.
Team
All
in
right,
the park headquarters.
My name is Irina. I am the chief veterinary officer here at Chitwan. I'm glad you phoned me. It sounds like Marble's father needs our help. We've named him Rajesh, by the way.
You all ride to the park in a metal van with big wheels. You find Marble's father, Rajesh, lying down near the camera trap that took the photo of him. Even injured, he looks so powerful and majestic with his dark stripes and golden eyes, it's easy to think of him as a king of kings. Do you walk up to Rajesh and see what's wrong?
No. That would be a horribly bad idea.
Glad to see you're all keeping your distance. Before we go near him, we need to make him go to sleep.
Are we going to read him a lullaby?
Irina gets out a dart gun and fires a dart into Rajesh. Rajesh falls asleep.
Okay, we'll take Rajesh back to the park headquarters in the van. I can find out what's wrong with his leg there. Is everyone ready to lift him into the van?
Oh, Rajesh is even bigger than Marble's mother. An adult male tiger like Rajesh weighs about 500 pounds, three times as much as a human. How many people do you think it will take to lift Rajesh into the van?
Four? Probably more.
That's right. It will take four people to lift him into the van. You wave goodbye to the sleeping Rajesh. Even though you may not see him again, you're glad you got to meet Marble's father.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
It's another month before you visit the tigers again. You and Dandi head out early in the morning. But when you arrive at the den, there's no sign of Marble or the other tigers.
Uh-oh.
They're gone! Do you think the tiger cubs have gone off on their own? Say yes or no.
No.
No, we should have expected this. The cubs are about 2 months old, so they've left their first den and are following their mother around while she hunts.
Oh, yeah.
The mother and her cubs will find new dens as they move around the park. Tigers move around to make sure they don't overhunt an area. Even tigers care about the environment.
Yeah, they're smart.
And they must have left recently. Look, footprints. We can follow them to find out where the tigers have gone.
A good way of following a tiger or any other animal is by looking for its footprints. The footprints are called pug marks, and each type of animal has a different pug mark. You look at the tiger's pug marks. The biggest ones are about the size of a hand, and each of them has an oval pad at the bottom and toes sticking out at the top. How many toes do you think a tiger's footprint has?
Four.
That's right.
Yay!
A tiger's pug mark has four toes.
Sorry.
A tiger actually has five toes, like a human, but the fifth one is so tiny that it doesn't touch the ground. Another way of following an animal is by looking for their scat. Scat is another word for something that all animals make, even humans. It's smelly and quite yucky.
No.
What do you think scat is?
Poop.
That's right. Scat is another word for poop.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
A week later, you're back in the park with Danvi, looking for the tigers. You'll find them walking together through a dense patch of forest, where the trees are so close that it's hard for Nola to squeeze through. As you watch, you notice Salmi doing a strange thing. Sometimes she will stop, lift her tail, and spray something onto trees and bushes. What do you think Salmi is doing? Choose from option 1, going to the bathroom.
No.
Or option 2, leaving a message for other tigers.
Option 2.
That's right. Salmi is leaving a message for other tigers. Unlike lions, who live in groups, adult tigers live alone. Every adult tiger has their own area in the park, their territory, and only that lion is allowed to hunt or sleep there. It's another hot day. Even sitting up on Nola, you feel sleepy from the heat. You follow the tigers to a small lake. The water glistens in the sun and looks so cool and inviting. The tigers sit on the shore, but Nola walks right on in. You've gotten to know Nola pretty well over the last couple of months, and you can tell she's hot too. Do you think Nola will drink some lake water? Say yes or no.
Yes.
That's right. Nola dips her long trunk into the lake and sucks up some water. Then she arches her trunk up in the air and... sprays water all over you.
Nola got you.
For a moment, you're shocked as the cold water hits. Then you feel wonderful. Wonderful and cool. And you realize Nola knew you were hot. It seems Nola has gotten to know you pretty well, too.
Yep.
You look over at the tigers. Do you think the tigers will come and splash around in the water? Say yes or no.
Yes, I would.
You're right. The tigers will come in the water. Tigers love water. Marble bounds into the lake, quickly followed by the other cubs. They splash and paddle around. Tigers are very good swimmers, and they love cooling off in the lake like this. Although many tigers live in hot places, they don't actually like the heat. Scientists think that's because tigers evolved in cool regions of the world. Suddenly, you hear a rustling sound on the other side of the lake. You watch as another adult tiger appears from the bushes. She's as big as Salmi and has a scar on one side of her face. Salmi is not happy that the other tiger is in her territory.
Uh-oh.
What do you think Salmi will do to tell the other tiger to go away? Do you think she will roar loudly or purr softly?
Roar loudly.
That's right. She'll roar.
Oh, boy.
A tiger's roar is very loud. In fact, it's as loud as an airplane taking off and can be heard from over 2 miles away. Let's help Salmi tell the other tiger to go away by roaring too. Are you ready to roar? You'll need to roar as loud as you can. Ready? And roar!
Roar! Roar! Roar!
I can't hear you. Louder!
Roar!
Oh, now that's good roaring.
Thanks.
And stop roaring.
Oh, sorry.
The other tiger roars back. But she doesn't sound as fearsome as you or Salmi. Salmi roars again.
Roar.
This time, the other tiger doesn't roar back. She turns around and goes back into the bushes. Salmi has successfully defended her territory.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
The next morning, you have breakfast with Gandhi at her house. She seems very excited.
Today we are going to a special event organized by the people who live near the park.
After breakfast, you walk to a field on the outskirts of the park. In the field, many villagers, all dressed in brightly colored work clothes, are chopping down weeds. Gandhi introduces you to an old man named Batsa.
Aha! Another tiger helper like our Gandhi. Good, good. Today, we're all tiger helpers. This field was used to grow rice, but tigers can't live in overgrown rice fields. Today, we're going to be planting new plants. We're going to turn this field into a place that every tiger in the park will want to live in.
What type of plants do you think you should choose so that tigers will want to live there? Choose from long grass or flowers.
Long grass.
Good choice. Tigers like trees and long grass. They can hide in them while they're hunting. The big reason there are so few tigers in the wild is that people cut down the trees and tall grasses that tigers like to live in. So tigers had nowhere to live. By making more places for tigers to live, when it's time for cubs like Marble to leave their mother and find their own home, there will be places for them to go.
Hey, we are going to sing a song while we work.
Okay.
Do you want to sing with us? Say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, we are going to sing a song while we work. Do you want to sing with us? Say yes.
Yes.
Good, good. It is a silly song. You'll soon get the hang of it. I hope you're a better singer than I am. Okay, all together. I want to see you chopping weeds and planting trees as you sing. Chop, chop, chop the weeds. Plant, plant, plant the trees. Grow the jungle more and more to help the tigers roar. Chop, chop, chop the weeds. Plant, plant, plant the trees. Grow the jungle more and more to help the tigers roar. Chop, chop, chop the weeds. Plant, plant, plant the trees. Grow the jungle more and more to help the tigers roar. Chop, chop, chop the weeds.
Oh, I gotta sing it again.
Plant, plant, plant the trees.
Oh, okay. Grow the jungle. That was fun. So if you ever wanted to see me sing along, now you got your
You wish. And the villagers work and sing until the whole field is covered in tiny baby trees.
Hooray!
You're tired and hungry, but very happy that you've made a new place for a tiger to live. Maybe Marble will live here one day. One of the villagers hands you a bowl made out of leaves. It's filled with rice cakes and fish. You taste it. It's delicious. Botso waves to you to join him while you eat. Do you go over and join Botso while you eat? Say yes or no.
Yes.
You walk over and sit down next to Botso. He starts talking immediately.
Did Donvi tell you I used to be a hunter? Yes, I hunted tigers. And then I sold them for lots and lots of money. Ah, I was a very bad man. But as I got older, do you know what I saw? I saw fewer and fewer tigers. And I said to myself, Botso, you old fool. If you keep hunting, there'll be no more tigers. Your sons and your sons' sons won't even know what a tiger looks like.
True.
And so I stopped hunting. No more hunting for me. And now, instead of hunting the tigers, I help them. That is why I'm here today in the hot sun, singing my silly songs and planting trees.
That's good.
You say goodbye to Botso and walk home with Donvi. That night, it starts to rain.
Uh-oh.
It's the beginning of the monsoon season. The rains will come more often now, bringing mud and floods. Traveling into the park will be difficult. It may be several months before you see Marble again.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
It's October, and the rainy season is finally over. But inside the park, the rivers are still swollen, and it's muddy everywhere. That's no problem for Nola, who stomps through it all, leaving big elephant footprints in the mud. Danvi searches for signs of the cubs.
Look, tiger pug marks!
You follow the pug marks that find Marble and the others all resting in a clearing. And wow! Marble has grown a lot.
Wow.
She's now as big as a large dog and has claws she's scratching a tree with. As you watch, one of the other cubs runs up the hill and attacks her. They jump in the air, snapping and pushing at each other with their paws. You know it's only play, but it's become a lot more real-looking than before. You ask Danvi how they didn't hurt each other with their big claws.
Actually, that's really interesting. Tigers can slide their claws up into their feet so they don't hurt the other cub when they're playing.
True.
Do you think Danvi is kidding about tigers being able to slide their claws up into their feet? Say yes or no.
No.
That's right. Tigers can slide their claws up into their feet. In fact, most of the time, a tiger's claws are pulled in. That way, they can keep them sharp for when they really need them.
True that.
Anyway, I don't blame you for worrying about them hurting each other. Those claws look really sharp. But actually, there's another part of Marble that has become bigger and sharper, too. Can you guess what it is? I'll give you a clue. Marble uses them for eating, as well as hunting and fighting.
Her teeth.
Now, take a guess. What other part of Marble has gotten bigger and sharper?
Teeth.
Yes, Marble's teeth. Just like humans, tigers have a first set of baby teeth that fall out and are replaced by their adult teeth.
Yep.
Maybe there's a tiger tooth fairy. But unlike humans, tigers never have gaps in their teeth. The baby teeth only fall out once the adult teeth are fully grown.
Right.
You notice that Marble has won the play fight and is now chasing the other cub around. It looks like the other cub is going to try and escape by climbing up a tree. Do you think tigers can climb trees? Say yes or no.
Yes. Of course they can.
The cub scrambles up the tree, scaring a monkey who was watching them.
Oh.
You were right. Tigers can climb trees.
Did you see how fast Marble's brother went up that tree? Tiger's claws are curved, so they hook into the tree as they run up.
Right.
But their claws are curved the wrong way for climbing down trees.
Uh-oh.
So tigers have to come down trees backwards.
Later in the day, Salmi and Marble leave the rest of the cubs and head into the jungle. Salmi is taking Marble, the cubs' leader, on a hunting trip. You follow them as they track a herd of deer. Just like last time, Salmi hides in the long grass, very slowly and very quietly moving towards the deer. This time, Marble is right beside her, also moving very slowly and quietly. Marble has gotten a lot better at being quiet. You watch as Marble follows Salmi, stopping, starting, crouching, walking, stopping again, copying everything she does. Now, have a think about why Marble is copying what Salmi does. Do you think it's a hunting lesson? Say yes or no.
Yes.
That's right. Tigers learn to hunt by copying their mother. Okay, now we're going to play a game to learn how to hunt. It's called Salmi Says. All you have to do is copy everything that Salmi does,
okay.
Just like Marble.
I'm going to try.
For instance, if Salmi crawls on her belly, you also crawl on your belly.
I can, I'm
sitting at a desk. If Salmi freezes still, you also freeze still.
I can't do it.
But watch out, only do what Salmi does. If the deer do something, you shouldn't do it.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready to start the Salmi Says game? Say yes or no.
Yes.
Okay, Salmi says, get on the ground and crawl on your belly.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Are you doing it?
Yeah.
Now, right, Salmi says, creep forward very, very slowly. Be as quiet as you can be. Okay, last one. Salmi says, jump forward. Now, jump back. You got it.
I can't really...
Yippee! You've taught your tiger how to hunt. Nice job.
Marble now has all the tools she needs to hunt. The claws, the teeth, and the skills. Although she needs her mother to do the hunting for a while longer, Marble is getting ready to set out on her own. How about you learn how to hunt from Salmi too? It'll be fun, I promise.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
It's the middle of the night. Danvi shakes you awake, looking worried.
Uh-oh. Get dressed quickly! There are tiger hunters in the park. The rangers are being asked to help.
Although it's illegal to hunt tigers, some people, called poachers, still try. Thanks to rangers like Danvi, though, there have been no successful poachers in the park for more than a year. You want to make sure it stays that way.
A ranger patrol found a hunter's campsite in Salmi's territory. We have to catch them before they find Marble.
It's almost a year since you first met Marble, and Marble is almost fully grown, a prime target for poachers. You rush to the park headquarters. There, Danvi tells you that you will take another animal with you to help find the poachers. We're in a hurry here. The cubs are in danger. What will you take to help sniff out the hunters? An elephant? Or a dog?
A dog.
Good choice. Dogs have an incredible sense of smell. Hundreds of thousands of times better than humans. They're trained to find poachers, smelling where they've been. You and Danvi are paired up with a Labrador dog named Fancy. He has light golden fur and floppy ears. As soon as you are handed his leash, he tries to pull you into the jungle. He really wants to find those poachers.
Don't forget a flashlight. It's very dark in the jungle at night. We'll also need a radio to keep in touch with the other rangers.
You grab a flashlight and a radio and travel with Danvi on foot to find the poacher's campsite. Danvi was right. It's dark in the jungle. Even with your flashlight, you can't see very far, and the moon casts scary-looking shadows on the ground.
Don't be scared. Remember, the animals in the park are our friends.
Finally, you arrive at the campsite. You find the remains of a campfire, as well as empty candy wrappers and drink cans.
Oh.
Fancy sniffs around. You see footprints leading off north, but Fancy is pulling you to the south.
We need to decide which direction to go. The hunters are still out there. Are we going north or south?
South.
I think you're right. Fancy is definitely telling us he can smell the poachers to the south.
You walk south, and shortly after leaving the camp, you see a big metal circle lying on the ground.
Be careful. I've got a feeling this could be dangerous.
Do you walk over the metal circle or poke it with a stick?
Poke it with a stick.
You pull a branch off a tree and poke the trap with it. With a great cracking sound, the circle folds in two, snapping the branch in half.
Well done. I didn't see that in the dark.
It's a tiger trap left by the poachers.
Your radio beeps.
All other rangers, we found the poachers. Repeat, we found the poachers. Thanks for your help. You can go home.
Thank you, RJ. That's great news.
One of the best tools against poachers is education, teaching people the benefits of helping save tigers. You hope these poachers will change their minds, like Batsa did. You're happy that the cubs are safe, and you wonder if Marble is nearby, watching you from the darkness of the jungle. Do you think Marble would be able to see you in the dark? Answer yes or no.
Yes.
That's right. Marble would be able to see you.
Good work tonight. Because of our quick response, Marble and all the other tigers in the park are safe. Now, let's go home and get some sleep.
Would you like to play the next level now?
Yes.
You've been at Chitwan National Park for over a year and a half.
Wow.
You've watched Marble grow from a tiny cub into a full-grown adult. Anytime now, it will be time for Marble and the other cubs to leave their mother, Salmi, and find their own territories. You and Don V head into the park to visit the litter all together for perhaps the last time. You find them relaxing at the lake where Salmi chased the other tiger away over a year ago. Marble has grown into a magnificent, strong tiger. She looks just like her mother, Salmi. You can see the same swirl pattern on Marble's front legs that you saw when she was just a cub.
Yep.
But of course, it's much bigger now. Danvi reaches back into her backpack.
Hey, look what I brought! A camera! I thought I could take a photo of Nola and Marble for you to keep. Wouldn't it be nice to have a photo of Nola and Marble to take home? Would you like me to take a photo of you and Marble?
Yes.
Okay, great. Can you get them a little closer?
You move Nola close to Marble so Danvi can get a photo of the two of them.
That's good. And everyone say cheetahs. Got it.
A little while later, Marble stands up and walks into the jungle, leaving her mother and brother and sister behind at the lake. Marble will wander through the park until she finds a new territory of her own. Then she will live there, hunting, cooling off in the lakes, and defending her territory from other tigers. Where do you think Marble will find a territory, near or far away from the one she lives in now?
Far away.
Good guess. Back at the park entrance, you climb down from Nola for the last time.
Aww.
You want to give her a special treat to say goodbye. What do you choose for a special treat for Nola? A mango fruit or some tree bark?
A mango fruit. I remember that.
Yes. Mangoes are Nola's favorite. She curls her trunk around the mango and puts it in her mouth. Goodbye, Nola.
Goodbye, Nola.
Together, you and Danvi head back to her bright yellow house in the village. Your time at Chitwan National Park is almost over, and it's time to say goodbye to the humans as well. You want to give Danvi something to remember you by. The options are the bowl made of leaves that you were given in the field, or the photo of Marble's father, Rajesh, that AJ took, or a chicken. What do you give Danvi to remember you by? The photo of Rajesh, or a chicken?
A chicken.
A chicken. I don't know what to say, except thank you. She can live in our yard, and maybe she'll lay us some eggs. And these are for you.
Danvi hands you the photo she took of Nola and Marble. Then she hands you a second photo. It's a selfie of Danvi with Nola selfie. And Marble behind her. She must have taken it when you weren't looking.
It's been so much fun hanging out with you, waking up at silly times and helping tigers. You've done an amazing job here. I look forward to hearing about all the other animals you'll help in the future. And of course, you're welcome back anytime.
Wow. So we did really good. That was great.
You give Danvi a big hug. Then you walk back along the dirt road in front of her house and begin your long journey home. You can't wait to share what you've learned in the park with all your friends.
Woohoo!
There's another story waiting to be unlocked. It's called Turtle Rescue.
Next time.
You've been invited to join the Archie Carr Center for Sea Turtle Research at the University of Florida as they try to learn more about the life of sea turtles. On this adventure, you'll travel halfway around the world.
That'll be fun,
you'll
though.
Explore oceans and beaches and meet some of the world's strangest animals.
Would you like to hear more about this adventure?
Cancel.
Okay, then. When you're ready to play again, just say, Alexa, open Animal Rescue.
So that was really fun. I really like the second story. I feel like there's a lot more going on with it. I like the interactive activities. Obviously, I couldn't play, you know, Tiger Says, because I'm sitting here in a chair at a desk in front of a camera. But I think those are really fun. And if you have kids and they like animals, I really think that that's a shoo-in. I really want to thank... I want to thank Sarah for being here. Lance, the pitch is too patronizing. No, I don't think so. I think when you're speaking to children, it's the proper way to do it. And I think, you know, I think it works. I think it works really well. For adults, yeah, it might be patronizing. But again, the target demographic is young children, and I feel like it's very appropriate. I thought it was really well done. I really don't have any complaints. I don't know how engaging the activities like singing along and stuff are, but I don't think it's bad either. I think it's fun. I mean, I don't have any kids, so I can't really say. But I think it's a really cool skill. So that's called Animal Rescue. There is one more that we have to do. We're obviously not going to do it today. I would look out for that in the future. I know the description mentions a penguin rescue, so maybe we'll hold on to that. And when the penguin rescue comes out, we can do that as well. I don't know. And I don't have any info on that. I don't want to, you know, say, because I don't know. Next week, we'll be doing something completely different. We'll be doing a game called Rosemary's Fate. It is an audio game, and we're covering it because it was covered by Poptail. So we'll be checking it out and giving it a go. 2 weeks from now, we'll be doing Night Manager, and it's a much-requested game. A lot of people have wanted me to play it. It's really got a lot going on. It's going to be kind of hard to cover because each day there's something new. So we'll kind of figure out how we're going to do that. If you are watching on my channel, my personal channel, stay tuned. I will be visiting you guys for a little bit so we can, you know, say our goodbyes. If you're watching on Poptail, I want to thank you again for being here. One more time before I go, I'm posting in the chat. There we go. Hopefully that link works. There it goes. Oh, no. I don't know if that worked. Hold on. I want to make sure. Just really quick, I'm checking this link. Oh, no. I've been posting this link, and I don't think it's... Let me get the correct link here. for you guys. There we go. All right, let's try this really quick. There it is. All right, so the link I'm posting in both chats is for your chance to win an Echo Dot. All you have to do is enter your email and then follow Poptail on Facebook and Twitter. For those that don't have either of those things, I think we're going to work out an alternative. It's not for me to say. So there should be something fair and equitable for everyone. We'll figure that out. I don't know what the plan actually is yet. So we'll try to, you know, get that sorted out. But I do want to thank everyone for being here. Remember, we're here every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, Poptail Weekly. Next week is Rosemary's Fate. The week after that is Night Manager. Also, there is a playlist of past episodes. I'll try to get that into the description of this video. But there are a lot of episodes. We've done a few of Starfinder. We've also done Mathcaster, Popcorn Tycoon, Dark Citadel, and of course, now you can add Animal Rescue to the mix. One more time, big thanks to Sarah for being here and chiming in. Also, big thank you to Nick and everyone else from Poptail for having me. It is an honor and a pleasure to do these streams for you, and I look forward to coming back next week. So, until next time, goodbye and good night. I will see you all next week. Again, if you're watching on my stream, on my channel, stay tuned. I'm going to say goodbye to you guys as well. And I'll hang around for a few minutes and we can talk a little bit. Anyways, see you all next week. Thanks for watching. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I'll hang out for a couple minutes if you want to throw any comments in. Before I go, though, I do want to thank my patrons. Let me switch over to this screen. We'll switch over to the full camera. So let's see. So, yep, I got that. Let me check here what I need to do. Alexa, turn on Liam's air conditioner.
Okay.
Oh, it's got to happen. It is so hot in here. You guys, I'm melting. I thought that went really well. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I know it's kind of hard because it's a kids game. And I know that, like, listen, kids games, like, I know there was a couple times in there you guys were probably like, oh, this is corny. And I feel that, but it's a fun little game. We had a little confusion on the pay to play thing. I did not realize that there were some things to purchase. But I don't mind purchasing the skills. And you'll notice, like, to be fair, when I did Question of the Day, I didn't jump and buy the add-on. It was a reoccurring thing, and I didn't feel like it was important to the stream. But I would recommend that if you guys enjoy a lot of these skills, that you do subscribe, you do buy add-ons. It does help the developer. And a lot of these skills, you know, they cost money to make, and I don't know if the money is always coming back. So if you can do your part, it really does help. And I do understand, it's like, listen, money is tight. I get that. But if you can't help, please try to do so. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't really have a lot to say. I do want to thank you guys for being here. This was fun. I mean, it was a 2-hour stream. I realized we could have done the sea turtle thing. I think that would have been kind of fun. We're going to save it for another time, though. We'll get to sea turtles down the road. I'd love to check out the sea turtles. I like turtles, so. And I'm really looking forward to penguins. Like, I don't know when that's coming, but I love me some penguins. So, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, we're going to do a Hangout with Liam stream for about 45 minutes. Then I will be live on VoiceSpark Live, which you can also catch on this channel. And VoiceSpark Live is a weekly podcast roundtable. And I'm kind of a fill-in guest. I show up sometimes when they need somebody or when they want me around. So we'll stream it over here. And but before that, I will come hang out with you guys and we'll have a little chat and just talk about whatever you want to talk about. Who knows? Maybe I'll play with Reaper. Maybe I'll just be silly. Maybe I'll roar like a tiger. I don't know. But that's really all I have for this week. I do want to thank my awesome patrons. Without my patrons, I could not make these videos happen. So there we go. Big thanks to them. Let me get the dealy up so we can do that properly. Don't forget, you can always visit lirvin.me. It's Lirvin, lirvin.me, which is me. And you can get the Wall of Patron. You can become a patron. You can get updates on when we're streaming. I haven't put up any lately just because, you know, every week is I don't want to put up a new Poptail Weekly thing. But I may, you know, try to post a little bit more stuff. Try to keep you guys in the loop. Don't forget, you can always follow me on Twitter. It's Liam Ervin, LIAMERVEN. And you'll always get updates on what I'm doing, when we're doing streams, things of that nature. If you're not subscribed to YouTube, please subscribe. I think we just broke 250. I do want to check. I think we just broke 250. Let's take a look. 2,249. We're so close. But thank you to everyone that is subscribed. So big thank you to Wandering Waves, Danny Combs, Shane Davidson, Michael Lau, Kyle Smith, Ivan Soto, Munawar Vajani, James Dean, Jim Denham, Anya Kristen, Michael Maslow, Trevor Johnson, Kevin Lyon, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Austin Nix, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Luna Raven, Kataline Avisara, Audio Game Geek, Hillary Duncan, Heather Messaker, Melissa Rowe, Ashley Coleman, Bianca, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Abdullah Dubase, Changeling, Chad Blanco, Jack Filicek. Thanks to all of you guys that are patrons. Thanks to everyone who shares, who likes, who subscribes. I couldn't do it without you. Yep. Lance Ellison says, before you go, please like, share, and subscribe. Good thing to do. Didn't mean to hide that message. Sorry, the moderation thing grabbed it. But yes, please like, please share, please subscribe. Please do all those things. Please help me help the channel grow. In September, we will be doing a marathon. I'm still working on the particulars. I know we've, you know, things have been kind of quiet here, but I want to do a marathon for you guys. They're always a lot of fun. I'm going to try to work on some prizes. If on the off chance that you won something last year and didn't get it, I don't know if that's anyone, but if you did, please tell me. I tried to get everything out to everybody, but I heard a rumbling that somebody didn't get a prize, and I don't want that to happen. So if you did win something and you didn't get it, please shout and let me know. But we'll try to do some prizes this year. I don't know how crazy the marathon's going to be, but we're going to try to like have some games. Just looking at my notes really quick. Let me see if I've got my notes. Oh no, these are okay. So we're going to try to do the only thing I have on the marathon list so far is Crazy Party and Super Liam. I'm going to do a playthrough of Super Liam and kind of do a director's sort of like commentary on the game, talk about the game. Maybe answer some questions. I want to do some Sequence Storm. I want to do some Crazy Party. We'll do another guess thing where you guess how many coins you think I can earn in 2 hours. It won't be gems. It'll be coins. It'll be how many coins you think I can earn in 2 hours. And we'll do a thing on that. You know, but it's all up in the air and I haven't come up with the donation thing for this year. I know last year I did hot sauce. I don't want to do that again this year. Somebody wanted me to do alcohol, which, listen, would be really funny. And I know how great that would be really bad for my body. So we're not going to do alcohol. Sorry. It also is just a dangerous thing to do and I don't recommend it. So we're going to try to come up with some ideas for the marathon, but that's still a month and a half away. So I'll have more firm plans next month. But in the meantime, thank you for being here. I know I haven't streamed as much, guys. I've been going through a lot. I just haven't really been able to stream. I haven't been up to streaming, but thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being here. I'm sorry again. I'm going to try to get better about streaming. Tomorrow night, I will come hang out with you guys, though. We'll do a chat. I want you guys to come, you know, chat. Let's talk a little bit. And we'll do that. And then I'll be streaming Voice Spark on here as well as on their channel. But you'll be able to watch it simulcast over here tomorrow. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else we're going to be doing. Just various things. You know, try to make sure that you're subscribed. Make sure you're getting notifications and you'll know when streams are coming up. But in the interim, I am out of here. I do want to thank you guys for being here. Cannot do it without you guys. You are the glue that binds this thing together. Much love from me. I will see you all next week. As always, thanks for watching and or listening. Good night and good corn.